Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. Let's get out to the Banner Brothers Hotline and welcome in former BYU great Johnny Harleen. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
Hey, Benjamin. I'm doing pretty good. I'm still a little down over the disappointment from earlier today about the Smash Brothers tournament, but that's okay.
I call up Johnny, and I'm like, all right, how can I really, like, get him excited about a conversation that we're about to have? And for those that don't know about Johnny Harleen and his ability to smash his way through Smash Brothers, he's probably the best Smash Brothers player I've ever seen in person. So I call him up. I say, hey, we're having a Smash Brothers tournament. When are you going to be in town? The pot is $100. $100 goes to the winner. And then I said, hey, give me a call back. And then I made a joke at the end saying, no, that's not what I'm calling about. But did I got your hopes up, so I got to fulfill on that. We're going to have a tournament.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. And, yeah, I mean, I don't even care about the $100. It's all just the glory, you know.
So. It's all about the competition for Johnny Harleen. Johnny, thanks for hopping on with us and discuss the tight end position. We were listening to Steve Clark sound regarding – you know, there's five tight ends right now that are vying for the starting position. You got two flex type of tight ends, similar to yourself, and Matt Bushman and Moroni Laulupuutu-Tau. Let's start with them. From what you've seen from them, what do you like about each individual, how they move, how they produce on the field?
Well, I've seen a little bit. You sent me a couple clips. I was able to watch some of the spring game, and then from last year, I remember Tutupau, is how you say it?
Yeah, Puutu-Tau.
Okay. Starts with a P. Okay, I'm sorry. And he. I remember last year he had some plays, but he was playing wide receiver, right?
Yeah, he's playing a slot receiver type of a position. Slot.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, they both have made great plays and everything. And there was one play that kind of, I mean, I had a play similar to this where Bushman, he caught it and ran down the sideline. He outran some secondary guys, and which was pretty awesome. I was like, nice, you know, because it's not often to be able to, for a tight end to be able to outrun the skill position guys. But he got out there and he was moving. So, I mean, you know, it's all about just developing the rapport with a quarterback. And I kind of, like, when I look back on my career, going into my junior year, I really had, like, no expectations of what was going to happen. I was just, my sophomore year was, I barely, you know, I was on special teams a little bit. It was right after I got home from my mission, and I, you know, didn't get off the mission legs for a while. And just going into that year after that, I seriously had no expectations of what my career was going to be like, how much playing time I was going to get. I had no idea what was going to happen. And I just remember kind of telling myself in off-season workouts, like, just, you know, just do everything you can as well as you can. And then, like, seriously, like, who cares beyond that? And I just remember, you know, we get into spring practice and, you know, John starts hitting me with a few passes and I make a few plays and some catches. But to me, it's like the way I always approached football, it's like, you know, I liked making – big plays and like making difficult catches. And a lot of the catches, you know, I always felt like if it's near me, I should catch it. Not like it's a bonus. If I make a kind of hard catch, it's like, you should get it. And so I just made a few plays like that. And when I look back, like, that's really what got me going, is just John, I think, started having some trust with me. And so, started throwing to me more and more, and, you know, and you get some experience with a guy, and you start realizing, like, how they're going to run and where is he going to throw it. And, you know, that's really where the magic is. And so when you look at these guys coming in, but here's the thing, is a lot of the guys in the past have had similar tools to what these guys probably have as far as their speed, catching ability. And so it's really just some of the developing that rapport. that is going to make the difference as to how productive they are.
As you look back at the independent era, and we've featured this in the statistical analysis that Tyson has brought up in our rundown, and we'll tweet it out here in the next little bit. But it's been since about 2009 since you've seen a tight end emerge as a premier pass catcher. The most that you've seen is 30 receptions, 308 yards, and 5 touchdowns, which actually is not too bad from Kanye Akua-Frio. That's actually for an inline tight end. Yeah, that's tremendous production. But why is it that BYU has struggled since 2009 on to find a premier pass catching tight end?
Well, I mean, it's hard for me to point out a specific reason. I mean, the underlying reason is obviously that they haven't had that rapport, you know, whether it's Taysom Hill or, you know, whoever is playing quarterback. There hasn't been great rapport between them. You know, it's like, no matter, you know, and because I hear so much stuff, and, you know, me and you have talked about this so many times about like the play calling or like the overall offensive philosophy. And to me, it's just like, if the quarterback feels comfortable throwing you the ball, you know, you're going to be, the offense is going to start to be geared towards you a little bit more, where you are going to be some of the, you know, higher read in the progression. But, and even if you're not, like, to start out with, if the quarterback starts liking throwing to you, he's going to find a way to get it to you. You know, and that's the kind of, you know, rapport that we had. John would throw it to me when I wasn't open, you know, kind of throw you open type of thing, because we knew each other well. And so that is really, to me, to blame. And I know a lot of people talk about this, you know, why isn't, like, you know, whoever the offensive coordinator is, whether it was Robert or Nye or tight end, we're like, why aren't they getting the tight end involved? To me, it's like how can you get them, and like, they're going to be involved if the quarterback feels comfortable throwing to them. And I have always said over the last few years too, it's like, it's really strange that that the tight ends haven't developed that rapport, because I think a lot of times with a quarterback who isn't as either experienced or maybe doesn't have the accuracy and skill set to like really have those outside routes nailed down super tight, they do usually feel a lot more comfortable throwing to a tight end. They're usually closer to them. They're big targets, usually good catchers. So it is really strange that they haven't developed that. But to me, that's like the underlying reason. It's like, if the quarterback feels comfortable throwing you the ball, they're going to throw it to you. And, you know, the coordinator is going to see that they like throwing it to you. They're going to start coming up with, you know, progressions to where you're going to be one of the first reads, and it's going to be kind of designed to get you open. And, you know, most pass plays, it's not like designed to like, oh, it's got to go here. It's, you know, the quarterback has to make a read, right? So they're going to start coming up with things to where it's like, okay, so, you know, the tight end is going to be like one of the first or second reads on here. And depending on how the defense plays it, you know, you take what they give you in the end. But, you know, they're going to try to get it to the guys who they feel comfortable with getting the, you know, that are going to catch the ball and make a play with it.
And talking to pass receivers that played for BYU, most notably yourself and Austin Colley, they've really spoken a lot about rapport, and there's a feeling that that really hasn't been there in recent years. Having covered John while he was at BYU, he really worked hard in the off season. And if you could maybe discuss how that rapport is developed and how much work it takes going in and how you get to that point, I think that'd be interesting for fans.
Sure. Well, with John, I mean, so when I came in my junior year, like I said, I kind of, you know, like came out of nowhere. No one was expecting much from me, even myself. And I just started, you know, making some catches, and he liked throwing to me. With us, it was pretty natural. We didn't do a lot of extra work until maybe, I think, my senior year. I would start staying after a little bit more, but that year, I just, I don't know. I think I'm an easy person to throw to because I do, a big target. I got good hands. And then, it's not just like being a big guy, but like a big target. I mean, like I'll catch it if it's behind me, above, below, like if it's near me, think how much easier it is for a quarterback to throw into an area where your catch area is like the whole radius of your arms compared to if he has to hit you in the chest, what a small target it's got to be. So, I don't know. Like, I think for me, I was just pretty natural at being able to, be easy to throw to. And so for us, that developed pretty naturally. But here's the thing, that junior year of mine, so the 2005, we ended up just being okay. We were like a 500 team. So, I mean, I say okay, and that's like a kind assessment, I guess. We were not that great, although we had a lot of potential. And one of the reasons why we were not great is because defenses, they started kind of keying in and realizing that that rapport was really only really strong between me and John and maybe like Curtis and a few of the backs. So what happened that before that 2006 season, and this is just a great example of how just those little things make a huge difference, because we had most of the same players, and John worked so hard in spring practice, throughout the summer workouts, always staying after during the season, every practice staying after with our four main wideouts and just running extra routes. And so like I mentioned before, those outside routes where the ball's got to travel a lot further, there's more room, there's less room for error, I should say, because it's just it's a farther throw. It's more difficult in every way. So staying after and being able to make those throws, that just made the entire difference in how effective we were able to be overall. So, getting other people involved, that's just going to make everyone's, individual production go up. And also I was going to say, as you're asking a question, maybe think too, like one thing that's been difficult as far as the passing game is, for I think every year that Taysom Hill was the quarterback, he had an injury that he had to, really a major injury to like rehabilitate during the off season. So I imagine that probably took away from his time that he would be able to spend developing that rapport with his receivers and developing some of the throwing skills that never quite got there. I mean, he had a rocket arm, but developing some of the touch of dropping in some passes, it seemed to me that he wasn't able to develop, not through any fault of his own, but just kind of a time issue. How much time can you spend with, you got to rehabilitate an injury and then plus, develop rapport with receivers. That's a pretty tall order. So I know it's kind of a long answer, but one other thing I wanted to give an example of that rapport that to me is just great at illustrating what I'm talking about here. So we go into 2006 season and, we weren't quite sure how good we were going to be. And it's really that TCU game. We beat them pretty good. And that gave us just all the confidence in the world because TCU was pretty awesome at that time. They had one of the longest win streaks in the country. They ranked in the top 15. And we beat them down pretty good. And so that just gave us all the confidence in the world. And there's a few plays in that game that I look back and I was like, that just like turned the course of everything that we were able to do. And one of them was, we had a fourth and one, and we went with like a heavy set, so like two tight ends, fullback, mm-hmm. and so everyone's like, okay, they're gonna run it up the middle, or it's gonna be a run. And instead of that, we had a comeback route, which is like a button hook like to the outside. It's one of the most difficult plays, between a quarterback and receiver to execute. But we just had one-on-one coverage on the outside, and John was able to hit. It was Matt Allen who was out there, and just that was just, to me, like such a great example of all that hard work that we had put in. And just between those two at that time, like they hit that throw like it was nothing. Like it was the easiest thing in the world for us to get that fourth and one. And so, you know, you just kind of get this sense as, you know, the players play together, you kind of feel where each other are going to be, how they're going to throw it, where the receiver is going to be. And, you know, all those little things add up. And in the end, it's just like, it's just makes football so much fun when you get to that place where you just feel like the offense can do anything.
Great stuff coming from former BYU great tight end Johnny Harleen. Johnny, as always, it's our pleasure having you on ESPN 960. Let's do it again soon. Come back to Utah. Let's have a Smash Brothers tournament so you can show everyone that you are the dominant figure at that particular game.
It's on, buddy.
It's on like Donkey Kong, baby. Thanks, Johnny.
All right, see you guys.
If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360.